You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody, and our thanks to Jake for joining the conversation. Patti Smith covering Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A is his favorite cover. More from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE in a moment. But we wanted to bring, as often happens on this show, when the mics go dead, the conversation like goes crazy. And Pedro Sanchez, director of tropical agriculture at the Earth Institute of Columbia University, was telling a fantastic story about the importance of local agriculture and how it's had an impact in Malawi. Pedro, describe how local distribution of corn in Africa has really caused that nation to bypass this entire food crisis.
Well, the government of Malawi in 2005 was facing one of the greatest famine in its time,
right?
With about 30% of their people absolutely dependent on food aid. The newly elected president, Bingo wa Mutharika, called some of us from the Hunger Task Force and asked what we should do. And I said, sir, you may have a water drought, whether it rains or not, but you'll always have a nitrogen drought because your soils are so depleted of nitrogen. Subsidize fertilizers and subsidize the hybrid corn seed that will make that fertilizer be fully used. And he did it. The donors were opposed to it, but he went ahead and put money out of his budget and
why
did it.
Why were they opposed? May I just interrupt you for one second? Why was their opposition?
Their opposition was because of the old doctrine, so-called the Washington Consensus, that you shall not subsidize African farmers. A little bit hypocritical because we subsidize U.S. and European and Japanese farmers at the tune of $1 billion a day and keep doing it.
We passed a $300 million farm bill just the other day.
But for some reason, there's always been this thing you should not subsidize fertilizer for Africans.
Well, quickly, Pedro, what was the result in Malawi?
Well, the result is there was a 44% deficit in food production in Malawi in 2005. In 2006, there was an 18% surplus. In 2007, a 57% surplus. In 2008, the harvest just finished in April, and I was there. They estimated at about 50% extra.
That's incredible, Pedro. You know that is a really important story to tell us all and to share. Right at the moment that in Rome, people from the United Nations are meeting at the World Food Summit. But thank you very much for sticking around to complete that story. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Pedro Sanchez, Director of Tropical Agriculture at the Earth Institute at Columbia University. He's full of stories of food strategies that bypass the conventional
which is
wisdom.
Why he will definitely come back and talk to us absolutely about some of the other things that are happening there.